Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for being here. Joining me here today is our beautiful First Lady, my wife, Yumi. I've got my daughters, Kim and Jamie, and let's give them. My son-in-laws, or is it sons-in-law? I don't know how you say that, Ben and Lewis. And our beautiful granddaughter, Daniela. Everybody thinks they're my sons, but they're actually my little brothers. Patrick and Tim are here with us today. And of course, Lieutenant Governor Rutherford and our Chief of Staff, Craig Williams. I called this press conference today to talk about a new challenge that I will be faced with. It's a personal one, that will require me to once again be an underdog and a fighter, which is something I think I'm known for. A few days ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. It's an aggressive B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, to be specific, and it's a cancer of the lymph nodes. The truth is that I've learned over the past few days that this cancer is very advanced and very aggressive. When I embarked on our trade mission a few weeks ago, when we went to Asia, I had no idea of my condition. I've learned a heck of a lot more in the past 10 days or so. Much has happened over a very short period of time that has led me to seek medical attention, and it's brought me here to talk with you today. I'm going to face this challenge with the same energy and determination that I've relied on to climb every hill and overcome every obstacle that I've faced in my life. I'm blessed with the incredible expertise and dedication of an unbelievable healthcare team that I've just come to know, actually. I can already tell they're going to be great. These healthcare experts are going to be helping me on my journey from diagnosis to treatment and then to recovery. The good news is that I've learned that although this cancer I have is a very aggressive one and it's spread very rapidly, it's also one that responds very aggressively to chemotherapy treatment, and that there's a very strong chance of success. Not only a strong chance of survival, but a strong chance of beating it all together and getting rid of the cancer. The best news is that my odds of getting through this and beating this are much, much better than the odds I had of beating Anthony Brown to become the 62nd governor of Maryland.